This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Ghost Wagon by Max Brand. Read by Slate Peters. 1. Eight Men of Mystery. This is a story of how Lou Carney made friends with the law. It must not be assumed that Lou was an outcast, neither that he was an underhanded violator of constituted authority. As a matter of fact, there was one law which Lou always held in the highest esteem. He never varied from the prescriptions of that law. He never, as far as possible, allowed anyone near him to violate that law. Unfortunately, that law was the will of Lou Carney. He was born with sandy hair, which reared up at off angles all over his head. His eyes were a bright blue as pale as fire. Since the beginning of time, there has never been a man with sandy hair and those pale, bright eyes who has not trodden on the toes of the powers that be. Carney was that type, and more than that type. Not that he had a taint of malice in his 5'10" of wire-strung muscle. Not that he loved trouble, but he was so constituted that what he liked, he coveted with a passion for possession, and what he disliked, he hated with consummate loathing. There was no intermediate state. Consider a man of these parts, equipped in addition with an eye that never was clouded by the most furious of his passions, and a hand which never shook in a crisis, and it is easy to understand why Lou Carney was regarded by the pillars of society with suspicion. In a community where men shoulder one another in crowds, his fiery soul would have started a conflagration before he got well into his teens. But by the grace of the Lord, Lou Carney was placed in the mountain desert.